Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And I'm founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Well, we have been podcasting regularly now for several months, and we've been using this intro and telling you that I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes, but thanks be unto God, our tours are expanding, and we're taking in new countries now to take groups of people to. We're getting ready to go on our first trip, praise be unto God, to the nation of Italy, and then also to the nation of Turkey to take in biblical things for this end time to begin to teach, glory to God, on Europe's role in this end of days. And so in the next coming months from this original broadcast of Podcast 49, I tell you what, you could get a hold of us and find out about study tours with David and Rachel Oakes that encompass the nations of Europe, glory be unto God, and Asia Minor. Praise be unto the Lord. Again, as I said earlier, it's great to have you with me today. Now for the last couple of podcasts, this is the third one, I have been sharing with you some tunes that have come to me via my spirit being in contact with the Holy Ghost of God. And I've just sat here with my trusty keyboard that's with me, glory be unto God, and I've just popped out a few tunes. And I believe that there have been a blessing to you because our listenership, glory to God, is increasing and increasing since we put the music on. So maybe people like the music, glory to God. So we're going to keep it up for this podcast and maybe for the next few. And then I'll teach some word and then we'll get back because we've got plenty to keep many, many podcasts occupied with my music. The first one today is a song that I wrote, All That I Need. Enjoy.
Lord, you are the one that meets my needs. It is your strength that keeps me free, and I will glorify thy name forever. Lord, it was the word you said to me, now I'm so glad that I believe, and I will magnify thy name forever. For you, oh Lord, are all that I need. My strength, my song, my Lord, you're my everything. For your word, oh God, has lifted me. Nothing's impossible if only I believe. Oh Lord, you are the one that meets my needs. It is your strength that keeps me free, and I will glorify thy name forever. Lord, it was the word you sent to me. Now I'm so glad that I believe, and I will magnify thy name forever. For you, oh Lord, are all that I need. My strength, my song, my Lord, you're my everything. For your word, oh God, has lifted me. Nothing's impossible if only I believe. Oh, I believe.
Praise the Lord. Well, I just believe you were blessed by that. You know, let me tell you something, folks. He's all that we need. A man may leave you. Man may forsake you. Man may be cruel to you, my friend. But there's one that's always a standby. There's one that's always going to stand in the gap and intercede for you. And it is our Lord and Savior and the Holy Ghost and the Father God. That's all you need to succeed in life with His Word in hand and His Word in your mouth. Success will come, glory to God, to the believer, because He will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, the next tune that I'm going to turn around here to my trusty keyboard and sing is a song that came out in a prayer group that we were having here at the church. And during intercessory prayer and afterwards, it was a sweet spirit. And this little worship song came out of my spirit. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me cries holy unto thee. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me cries holy unto thee. I cry holy on to thee. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me cries holy unto thee. And bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me cries holy unto thee.
Praise the Lord. Well, that song always blesses me, and there are times when we pull it out and glory to God and our congregation sings it. You know, that's what's wonderful about the Lord. Songs come to us to be a blessing, and the Bible says that we can teach one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I mean, it's a teaching tool, glory to God. Now, this next tune is a song that, from the publishing date of this podcast, is almost 10 years old. I believe it came forth in January of 1997, and so it's over 10 years old. How time flies, glory to God. And this wonderful tune, I remember the situation. It was a difficult time in my life, and we were experiencing some things that weren't too pleasant in the natural realm. And I remember worshiping the Lord one morning, early in the morning, and this song began to come forth out of my spirit. If you look, my friends, in the book of Psalms, you'll find out that many times the psalmist David and other psalmists that are recorded in the book of Psalms, psalms came out when it wasn't the best of times. Well, you've got a choice when it's not the best of times, and that's to get all discouraged and depressed, or you can go and worship the Lord and let Him put a new song in your mouth that will bring strength and encouragement to you. And this song is a product of one of those times when I began to worship God and speak in tongues out of my spirit and worship Him and play my keyboard, and this song came forth. All of these years later, I still bring it out to sing it, and it takes me back to that time when victory came, when it looked like defeat was facing me, but victory came, glory be unto God, and the word of the Lord proved once again to be the truth, and that I overcome everything that the enemy can bring my way. So I want you to sit back and rejoice with me as I sing this song, glory to God, and be blessed by it.
Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of mine head. For you, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of mine head. And I praise you. not a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto
praise the Lord. I want you to remember what I said earlier. Hallelujah. Things might not be looking great, but he is the lifter up of your head. You don't have to walk around with your head held down. God has created in us, glory to God, strength and power. His majesty, his glory lives on the inside of us, my friend, and he lifts up our head. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, I was going to sing another song right now, but I think I'm going to change it and sing a song, glory to God, in that same light that came forth. Hallelujah. I don't have any business singing the blues. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. I can't walk around with my head held down because I know my feet are planted firm on solid ground. I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. I don't have any business singing the blues. Walk around with my head held down because I know my feet are planted firm on solid ground. I don't have any business singing the blues. Grief and sorrow ain't gonna get their way because I've got my feet planted on the wood today. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, and sorrow and grief can hit the road. I don't have any business singing.
Praise the Lord. Now, I realize that I played that tune on an earlier podcast. That's my first repeat, I think. But let me tell you, I felt impressed in my spirit to play it immediately after. Glory to God. He's the glory and the lifter of mine head. I don't have any business walking around with my head held down, not after what the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and endured for me, and he filled me with his glorious power. Hallelujah. No matter what comes my way, I'm standing firm on the word of God and holding my head up each day. Hallelujah. No matter what comes, my friends, you've got to hold your head up and know that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in you, and you are over. Now, I'm just saying that to encourage you. Glory to God. You have been given the Spirit that brought salvation to you spiritually, mentally, and physically. Glory be unto God. Now, this next tune that I'm going to sing is what I call one of my pseudo-Israeli songs, and it's called God is My Salvation. And now, glory to God, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Be blessed.
God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. Lie, 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 lie. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. Lie, 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 lie. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells, out of the wells of salvation.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto God. God is my salvation. Hallelujah. If you're going to put your trust in something, put your trust in the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. He'll save you out of every situation if you just believe his word. Glory to God. And trust him and act on what his word says. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto God. Now, this next little tune is an older tune of mine. I wrote it when I was a little younger than I am now. It's just a simple little tune like most of my songs are. They're not real complex. They're generally just scriptures put to songs and things that come out of my spirit, glory to God, that are based upon the Word of God. If you're going to sing something from Scripture that's based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this little song is just right out of Scripture called He Sent His Word. And I praise God Almighty that the Lord God is a mighty and glorious healer. And his word, when it comes forth and it is heard and faith develops because of hearing the word, his word brings healing to us. In Jesus' name, each time, be blessed as we play. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. What great news it is to know that Jesus Christ is our healer. The Word of God coming forth from the Father into our spirit through our ears and through the confession of our mouth brings healing to us. Glory be unto God. The Bible says in John, the first chapter, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Jesus is that Word, verse 14 tells us, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus is the Word, glory to God. If you want to know how Jesus acts, just read the Word. If you want to know what Jesus believes, just read the Word. If you want healing to come to you from Jesus, just stand on the Word, believe the Word of God in your heart, confess it with your mouth. Glory to God, no matter what situations and circumstances are saying, stand on the Word and you'll have that same healing, glory to God, that the children of Israel had when they were coming out of Egypt. This next song we're going to sing is one that I just wrote a few months ago from this broadcast date, just as I was reading the scriptures one night, "Holy and Awesome."
Holy and awesome is His name, redemption to His people, His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. Holy and awesome is His name, redemption to His people, His covenant forever. He's caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant. Holy and awesome is His name, redemption to His people, His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. Holy and awesome is His name, redemption to His people, His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name. He's caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant. He's caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant. Forever and ever the Lord remembers, forever and ever His covenant.
Praise the Lord. I just really like singing that song. Hallelujah. Holy and awesome. Praise be unto God. Now, this next little tune I'm going to do is out of Scripture also. As I said earlier, like most of my songs are, and it just, I do shout for joy, and we sing this around the church quite a bit over the years, and I wrote it several years ago. And just sit back, be blessed by it, glory to God. You ought to get this in your arsenal just for your confession. I hope you're taking these songs and singing along with them, glory to God, and playing them over and over again. Praise God, I do shout for joy. Be blessed, my listeners, be blessed. Praise the Lord.
I do shout for joy, and I'm glad, yes, I'm glad. Oh, I do favor Your righteous cause, and I will sing continually. And I do shout for joy, and I'm glad, yes, I'm glad. Oh, I do favor Your righteous cause, and I will sing continually. Oh, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in my prosperity. Oh, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in my prosperity. Oh, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in my prosperity. Oh, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in my prosperity. And I do shout for joy, and I'm glad, yes, I'm glad. Oh, I do favor
favor, you're righteous, cause then I will say continually. Oh, I do shout for joy, and I am glad, yes, I am glad. Oh, I do favor, you're righteous, cause then I will say continually.
Praise the Lord. I just love singing that song. Glory to God. It just puts a smile on your face. Praise God. You ought to just give out a big shout every once in a while, like every day, a few times a day. Just start shouting for joy. Glory to God. Well, I don't feel real joyous. Well, what's that got to do with it? It's one of the fruits of the Spirit, praise the Lord, one of those nine fruits. And that fruit is on the inside of you. It just needs to be manifest, glory to God. But it's in there. God tells us it's in there, and you just need to start acting like you got something in you, even though you don't see it. And just stay down in the middle of your room and just start shouting. Glory to God, just start shouting. Get up every morning with a shout, hallelujah, and a praise and a rejoicing, glory to God, expecting something dynamic and great to happen to you each and every day. Praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. Now this next tune that we're going to sing, glory to God, I don't have to worry. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us to cast all of our care, glory to God. So if the Bible tells us to do it, that means you can do it. God doesn't tell us to do things that we can't do. If he did, he would be an unjust God. And God is a God of justness and God of justice, glory to God. And if he tells us to cast all of our care upon him, glory to God, then that's exactly what we can do. And that's exactly what we should do. Praise be unto God. I don't have to worry, and I don't have to fret. Whenever you're facing, this is a theme today, undoubtedly. Whenever you're facing things, glory to God, that are not favorable, they don't look good, I tell you what, my friends, you need a little song like that that came out of my spirit years ago. You need to just get in the middle of the floor, glory to God, with your hands lifted up to God and begin to sing, I don't have to worry, I don't have to fret. Did you hear what Pastor David said to you? You don't have to do it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that concern in you, and I say, you must go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You must be free. So let loose of it right now in the name of Jesus and lay it aside. Glory to God, casting all of your care on him, for he cares for you. Glory to God, no more anxiety. And no more worrying. Well, this is Pastor David, and we've come to the conclusion of this podcast, glory to God, this musical podcast featuring my music that the Lord has given me, glory to God, hallelujah, or at least I choose to think of it that way, but we just believe it has been a blessing to you, and we'll bring back more, as I stated earlier, in the weeks to come, more music from Pastor David Oaks, glory to God, learn it and sing it. What a blessing it will be to you and a blessing it will be to me. Glory to God to know people are out there singing this and being encouraged by these little tunes. We love you, appreciate you. Drop us a line, glory to God, especially all you new listeners. Drop us a line. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.